I speak to you first because you are better known than the rest of your colleagues here. What a different song yours could have been.
And you, now known to all as Renegade, a loathsome word. You also took that other way. And you, Walter Butler, what would you give for another chance to see the grasses grow in Cherry Valley without the stain of blood? I could go on and name you all, but there's no need of that. Why stir the wounds? I know they pain enough. You were fooled and trapped in your desire to rebel against your fate. Gentlemen of the jury, it is the eternal right of every man to raise his fist against his fate.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace. I know the value of discipline and truth. I must ask you to believe me when I say that I have never made a statement of this description, that the masses of India, if it became necessary, would resort to violence. I regard myself as incapable in my lucid moments of making a statement of this character. It is complete independence that we want.
Gentlemen of the jury, I ask you to give us another chance to walk upon this earth. What would you all give for another chance to see those things you must all remember and are prone to touch again? Yet without your soul, they mean nothing. Without your soul, they sicken. Mistress once told you that your soul meant nothing, and you believed it, and you lost your freedom. Freedom is just a big word. It is the morning and the bread and the risen sun. It was for freedom we came to these shores in boats and ships. It was a long journey, a hard one and a bitter one.
आज तक तुम बोलते आए और मैं सुनता आया, आज मैं बोलूंगा
और तुम सुनोगे।